720 at 760 WJR from the Traverse City Tourism Office, TraverseCity.com. And one of the things people are talking about in the area is the Village, or the Grand Traverse Commons. The Village melds old-world historic charm with cosmopolitan vitality. It is a strong, thriving economic center, diverse, multi-generational residential community, a place to live, a place to work, a place to play, shop, dine, and explore. And it's all a part of the Minervini Group. And in fact, that's a local team assembled by Traverse City area resident and respected historic renovator and builder, Ray Minervini, who's sitting across from me right now.
It actually references it. My dad's the respected builder. I'm a number two, Ray.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but we're part of the same team that has redeveloped the former Traverse City State Hospital, a psychiatric hospital, into that thriving neighborhood.
And that's what it is. Yeah. That's what you've done. Yeah. And tell us more about the Village at Grand Traverse Common.
Well, it started off as a psychiatric hospital run by the state of Michigan. It was a similar facility in Pontiac and Kalamazoo. They were built on a kind of a forward-thinking plan from the 1800s called the Kirkbride Plan. And after a long history of serving, 50,000-plus patients, these kinds of facilities were shut down mostly in the 1980s. And there was a long community endeavor to try to figure out what to do with this big, beautiful campus that was a grand old building surrounded by hundreds of acres of parkland. And my father and I we formed a team to come up with a redevelopment plan to create a mixed-use neighborhood, fix up the old buildings, and repurpose the old hospital to become homes, apartments, condos, offices, and shops, and restaurants. And we've been doing that for 20-plus years now.
You know, it was talked about in Detroit with an institution, Eloise, and it never happened. They never came in and redid it. The best they did was made a movie about Eloise, which I was in, but it wasn't what you'd call an award-winning movie, okay? But they never have gotten around to doing that with Eloise, and you did it to the point of where the Village, as we say, is one of the largest historic renovation projects in the entire country.
Well, it's up there in size and scale due to the number of buildings and the amount of land involved. You know, we're not the only part of the Village. There are some wonderful public and nonprofit owners of property around us, parkland and historic barns. But our center of the campus is about 63 acres. There were about 26 buildings, almost 790,000 square feet of buildings under roof that we took on to try to preserve and reuse. And we've been doing it one bite at a time. And like a lot of other these facilities like Eloise and others, that there was a question about would people want to move into for a business or for a home, move into an old psychiatric hospital.
A place with a history.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little mixed. And so we've kind of always focused on the noble intent of these hospitals to take care of our fellow human beings and to do it in as grand and beautiful an environment as possible. And that really was the key to unlocking the desire and the attraction for the place, is to preserve it and reuse it and honor the history of the place.
And there are plenty of people who would tell you that we don't do a good job with mental illness, mental health issues now anymore. I'm not saying that these old big institutions were the answer, but there are some answers out there that need to be still followed with the trouble like that. You even suggest, Raymond Minervini, who with his father started this incredible project 20 years ago, you even say, walk the grounds. Take an underground tour of the famous tunnels and spend time relaxing on one of the outdoor patios, sipping your wine or cup of coffee or whatever.
Yeah, we've taken all these former asylum buildings and some of the support buildings, the maintenance buildings, the laundry buildings, etc. They've been converted into a winery, a brewery. We have cafes and shops. But the context is very close to what it was when it was an operating hospital, but it's been transformed by the different people who are using it in different ways today. So I think it's a testament to, our community here willing to step up and be part of this, because if we wanted to fix up the buildings and nobody came, it wouldn't go anywhere. So it's really very, very encouraging to see, how this has been embraced by the community, and there's all sorts of business activity. I think there's over 400 residents on the campus now since we've redeveloped it. We've got about 75, 80 built different businesses, including shops and cafes and coffee shops and winery and brewery. So it's really, taken on this organic growth of its own.
So where exactly is the village?
Well, if people are familiar with the Bayfront in Traverse City, we're just about a mile west of downtown Traverse City. And the historic campus is mostly intact. There were almost 480 acres, I believe, when the state hospital closed down. So our redevelopment area is surrounded by this buffer of parkland, so it kind of obscures a lot of people from being able to see it from US 31 if they're approaching the Traverse City from that way. But it's a pretty significant building. The main building has these giant red and white and beige spires on top. Those were part of the ventilation system at the time. And you can see the thing from certain angles from miles away.
Well, it sounds fascinating. If you want to get more information, you can find them online at thevillagetc.com.
Correct.
Thevillagetc.com. The Grand Traverse Commons, everybody's talking about the unique collection of shops and boutiques, galleries, restaurants in this cluster surrounded by acres of beautiful wooded grounds. So you can go for the shopping, you can go for the history, you can go for a guided tour, as you mentioned. You've done a great job. Anything else, Raymond, we need to know?
I mean, people are so hungry for the history of the place, and we've done almost 20,000 historic guided tours per year the last couple of years. So there's a very rich history. These tours can be accessed through our website. It satisfies this curiosity that people have of the kind of history that we're talking about.
Well, they're going to get a taste of that great history because of you and your dad and 20 years of hard labor.
Yeah, it's been a long process.
It has indeed. Raymond Minervini from the Grand Traverse Commons. Again, go to thevillagetc.com. 727 at 760 WJR.